Jerry Maddox stresses the mission of the Texas Restaurant Association. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. At the Rio Grande Valley chapter of the Texas Restaurant Association's annual Chairman's Dinner, chapter president Jerry Maddox delivered remarks focused on appreciation, community strength, and the importance of supporting both restaurateurs and the next generation entering the industry. His comments set the tone for an evening centered on collaboration, fundraising, and industry advocacy. Maddox opened by acknowledging the favorable weather and welcoming the crowd. "What a beautiful night in McAllen," he said. "God has blessed us with some beautiful weather the last week, right guys?" He introduced himself and expressed his gratitude. "I'm Jerry Maddox. I'm president of the Restaurant Association for the Lower Rio Grande Valley. And I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. We appreciate you guys here." He emphasized that attendees were supporting some wonderful causes, not only fellow restaurateurs but the Texas Restaurant Association's Education Foundation. Maddox explained that the foundation really helps provide education, not only for restaurateurs, but also those that are entering the restaurant industry. He highlighted the foundation's reach, describing programs for high school students and re-entry from different areas of society, including a second chance program offering career paths for formerly incarcerated individuals. Maddox urged anyone unfamiliar with Texas ProStart to learn from board members who have witnessed its impact firsthand. He described how the student competitions really affect their future and our future, especially as staffing challenges continue statewide. To support local students, he reminded the audience, "Our local chapter provides a couple of scholarships, and in order to do that, we need to raise some money." Following dinner, Maddox introduced TRA Board Chairman Chris Aslam, praising him as a visionary leader. He outlined Aslam's background in real estate, restaurant operations, and investment, saying his leadership advocates for growth, innovation, and opportunity within the state's restaurant and food service community. After Aslam delivered his update on legislative victories, Maddox returned to the podium to reaffirm the importance of the association's advocacy efforts. He told the crowd, "Lots of wins for the Texas Restaurant Association this year, and I can't tell you how instrumental they've been to the success of restaurants, not only here in the Valley, not only in the state, but across this nation." He emphasized that many people focus on wins but overlook another crucial function, stopping damaging legislation. "With the wins come the things that we block," he said. The TRA, he noted, works to prevent bills that are introduced that would hurt small businesses and big business alike throughout the state. Maddox later introduced keynote speaker Joe Monastero, calling him one of my personal favorite people in the world, and praising his lifelong commitment to hospitality. He described Monastero as a passionate advocate for the Texas restaurant industry, its workforce, and its future. Throughout his remarks, Maddox highlighted the values that define the RGV restaurant community: gratitude, service, education, and unity. His comments framed the evening not only as a celebration but as a reminder that the strength of the industry depends on collective support, both for today's restaurateurs and for the next generation preparing to join them. See related story. At McAllen Gathering, Texas restaurateurs balance big wins with rising costs.